I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Mary Rohde, Marketing and Communications Manager at Fox City's Convention and Visitors Bureau, as we visit with Tom Lonsway, owner of Stone Arch Brew Pub. It's Wisconsin's oldest brew pub. Back in 1858, German immigrant Anton Fischer opened his Appleton Brewery, and today, Fischer's Old Stone Brewery is the home of Stone Arch Brew Pub, under the ownership of father and son partners Tom and Steve Lonsway. We'll then stop in for a visit at Angels Forever, Windows of Light. It's a shop that's been catering to the cosmic needs of people in the Fox Cities region for more than 30 years. It's loaded with a head-spinning array of crystals, incense, angels, essential oils, and much more. Mary Rohde, we're in one of Wisconsin's best-kept secret destinations, but not for long. Tell us where we are.
So we are in the Fox Cities, Greater Appleton, Wisconsin area. We are located really kind of in the heart of northeast Wisconsin here. We're about 30 minutes south of Green Bay, about an hour and a half northwest of Milwaukee.
But it's a little realm of its own. It really is very distinctly different, isn't it?
Absolutely. Our area is our tourism region that is made up of 19 total communities. So it's a mixture of cities, towns, and villages. Mm-hmm. Appleton is the largest of those communities. Population-wise, our area is about 250,000, and the city of Appleton is about 72,000.
Coming here for the first time as we've been driving around, what captivates me is the river.
Yes, we are very lucky to have the resource that is the Fox River, and certainly over the centuries, the purpose of that river has changed. It certainly started out with the paper industry many years ago, but now it's really changed to a place for leisure and a place for enjoyment. Locally here, we have a lot of opportunities for people to get out and explore the river and certainly learn about its history, but also enjoy it for leisure, for fishing and boating and paddleboarding and things like that.
That's really cool. So there are a lot of things to do even within the towns, and we spent a lot of time in Appleton itself.
Yes, we spent a lot of time in Appleton. We've experienced downtown Neenah. Certainly our place here, we are known as having Wisconsin's best shopping, so we certainly hang our hat on that. We have some amazing retail places here in the area.
And what I love about that is the absence of the kind of this cookie cutter nationwide corporate buildings. These are mom-and-pa, family-owned businesses for the most part.
Absolutely, yeah. Our downtowns are thriving. They are truly flourishing, and we have a very low amount of vacant spaces in our downtowns, and we're very fortunate for that. And yes, as you mentioned, a lot of the stores, if not all of them, are locally owned. You can walk in on any day of the week and meet the owner and talk to them about their business, and the businesses themselves are located in many historic old-time buildings as well, so definitely some aesthetic allure to them.
And then I understand you have a brand new regional conference center that's anchored in Appleton.
Yes, the Fox Cities Exhibition Center opened in January, so just a few months ago, and it's already hosted 37 events, and so this is an opportunity certainly for invite even more people to the Fox Cities area, but also invite a lot of those conferences and events that had outgrown us in the past. So this is an opportunity for us to invite them back and give them an opportunity to explore all that is downtown Appleton and the Fox Cities area.
And I know things change, but you're 32 miles from Green Bay, and the enemy teams stay here. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are fortunate that the opposing teams that play the Green Bay Packers do stay at the Red Lion Hotel Paper Valley, which is right downtown Appleton. So certainly we're fortunate to have that. It's a great thing to hang our hat on, and we get some of those opposing fans as well that come and stay in our area. So certainly something unique. So now we're actually going to head on out here and explore all that our amazing Fox Cities area has to offer, including some locations in downtown Appleton and downtown Neenah.
Tom Lonsway.
You're at Stone Arch Brew Pub in Appleton, Wisconsin.
I heard that this is the oldest brew pub in the state of Wisconsin.
It is at this time, yes, the oldest operating brew pub in Wisconsin.
That's pretty cool. And there was a little attrition there that brought you to the top of the list, huh?
Yes, there was a couple that opened prior, but one burned down and the other closed. So here we are.
Number one. This is just a rocking place, though, as a place for locals to go at the end of the day, obviously, because it's the end of the day, and downstairs it's a madhouse.
Yes, well, we're fortunate to be pretty busy indeed.
You weren't born and bred to be a brewer. I mean, you had a whole different life, and it was that, your son was your game changer.
Yeah, right? Blame him, because he just got so into home brewing and got so attached to it and familiar with it that he went to school to learn how to brew on a larger scale and talked me into buying this place, and here we are.
So your prior incarnation, you were in advertising?
Yes, yes, I had an advertising company.
Right here in Appleton?
Well, yes, it was kind of based in Green Bay, actually.
Okay, but not too far away.
No, no.
So here you are, how many years later?
Yeah, it's been 12 years now, so.
And you have a smile on your face.
Yeah, it's been going well, knock on wood. We're very pleased.
Tell us what's here. Building itself is a historic structure in town.
Indeed. It's a huge, big stone building with river stone walls that was built in 1858, 160 years ago, as a brewery.
Wow, I love
it. So, and it was a brewery for most of its years. But
Is there any archival records of those days here?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We have lots of records and lots of artifacts.
Well, my question is, 1860s, what type of beer were they making, and could you or have you replicated what they were doing?
Well, that's a longer story than maybe we have time for. They were making lagers, okay, the basic lagers, because that's what the Germans were doing.
Sure.
It was an employee of Pabst Brewing that broke off and came up here and did this. So it was lagers, and, of course, they didn't package it much in those days. You came with a bucket at the end of the day, and you took
it home
on your porch and drank it. Yeah. It was only in the 1890s or early 1900s that they developed what they called Adler Brau.
Which is? And
that's Appleton's beer, Adler Brau. It was Appleton's beer for 60 years.
And describe it. What?
Well, it's just another lager. It's similar to the Miller
basic.
Or a Bud.
Four basic ingredients.
Yes, yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. And we still do brew that beer once a year just to commemorate the past.
That's really cool. So honoring the past.
Correct.
Yeah. Back in the day, as we talked about earlier, there was a brew pub in every town.
Every town had their own brewery, that's right. Yeah, it wasn't a brew pub in those days, it was a brewery.
Yeah, brewery.
But you usually went to your brewery to get your beer.
To pick it up, take it home.
Yeah.
Love it.
But the big guys squeezed them all out in the 50s, 60s, and in those eras, and it happened here, too.
But now it's kind of coming full circle,
well,
isn't it?
Is it ever. The craft brewing movement is just huge and has really done well.
And even when you and your son started 12 years ago, it was a different landscape than today.
True. That's true. We were still kind of newbies, you know, in this game.
But competition-wise, I mean, there weren't many.
No, there was very few, but there's just plenty of them now.
One thing to brew your beer here and sell your beer, but you also do food.
Yes, we do. We have a full menu and we have a full bar. So, yeah, we do it all.
What are a couple of the signature dishes?
Well, we have a few. In the appetizer line, of course, cheese curds in Wisconsin are a must.
You told me, you warned me, man, and I about ate that whole little tray of them.
Ours are unique. It uses our beer, of course, but it's very unique. We developed it on our own. So it's different than most cheese curds that you see in Wisconsin. But anyway, it's our bestseller.
And how does it differ?
Well, it's got a different breading, and they're square. Usually cheese curds are kind of oblong, and it's just a whole different product. It's hard to describe, but it's got a unique taste, and our customers love it.
I'm ready to order another basket of them. And location, you're right near the river.
We're almost on the river. Our river has also a canal next to it with locks, which was important 100 years ago when the paper companies were rocking. So we're right on one of the locks.
How far from downtown?
Oh, just across the bridge. There's one huge bridge over the river, and you're in the heart of downtown.
So you can walk back downtown.
You can.
Yeah. Tom Lonsway, what a pleasure to meet and come here. This has been great.
Well, I'm glad to have you, and I appreciate it, and I hope your listeners will give us a try.
I'm sure they will. I'm coming back.
Okay.
All right. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Appleton, Wisconsin. We'll see you here. Right now, we're walking down Main Street in Appleton, Wisconsin, and popping in and talking to people in stores.
We are, yeah. One of the great businesses here on College Avenue, right in the heart of downtown Appleton, is Angels Forever Windows of Light.
Wow. And you are?
I am Deb Weinberg, my husband Nate, and I own Angels Forever Windows of Light.
Tell us what exactly that means. It's a pretty cosmic feeling coming in here.
Well, we are a very spiritually diverse store. We sell everything from crystals, jewelry, incense, books, and help people on their journey through life.
And do you do any seminars or teaching or...
We have a free meditation class, and it feels like I'm teaching every day when people come in and ask me questions.
Tell us about some of the coolest things that you have here that you're most proud of.
I would have to say we have gemstones from around the world, things that you can't normally find in your everyday store, specimens and things made into sterling silver jewelry. So I think that would probably be the best thing.
And the breadth of things. I mean, this is... It almost looks like it goes on for infinity down there.
Yeah, we have like 7 cases of sterling silver jewelry arranged by color. We have a lot of books and all sorts of fun things. It's a candy store for adults.
Yeah, and a whole incense department and aromatics.
Essential oils,
yeah,
candles, and salt lamps, all sorts of stuff.
Let's go see your oils.
Okay, let's go see.
Is this one of your favorite areas?
Well, you know, oils have become really popular with people, and a lot of people make their own soaps and their own bath scrubs, but we also have the bath scrubs and soaps, too. And they all have healing properties. Lavender is good for relaxation. You know, a little peppermint is good for people that have headaches or for your breath. So, yeah, everybody has something different that they like, so it's a nice thing to have a variety of things.
And then you do know that you're being overlooked by an angel behind you.
I do. We have the wall of angels right behind the checkout counter.
So you're in good hands and you feel safe here.
I do. Mm-hmm. We have all different Hindu gods and goddesses, Buddhist gods, Kuan Yins, Egyptian things, Native American things, a little bit from every religious aspect.
Right here in Appleton, Wisconsin.
In Appleton, but Appleton's a very diverse city.
I noticed that. It's very impressive.
Yeah, very tolerant, very welcoming. You're going to find all sorts of great little places downtown, all sorts of great coffee shops and businesses, mom and pop businesses all the way up and down College Avenue, a mile of shopping and fun.
Thanks again.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, and your full name and the name of your business again.
My name is Deborah Weinberg.
Mary Rohde, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much for visiting.
I want to come back, you know that.
Anytime.
And for further information, a website.
Yes. So for further information on the Fox Cities area, you can visit foxcities.org, or you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter.
Thanks again, Mary.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Fox Cities region of Wisconsin. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.